Any special chores?
Nothing. Just cleaning up the house.
Is that right?
I start in Monday morning. It goes plumb on through to Sunday night and Monday morning next. Cleaning, washing dishes, cooking, washing and ironing.
The man's works from sun to sun.
He gets up from the table and milks the cows and pulls out to the feed, to the field.
What does she do with that machine over there?
Which one?
The
washing machine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she gets the dirt out of my old britches.
And what does she do with that board underneath you?
She presses them out, gets the wrinkled out.
What do you call that when she does that?
Harning.
Uh-huh. See, here I am prying again. What does she carry the clothes out to the clothesline on? Or out where she hangs them?
Oh, pan. Dish pan.
Oh, another thing, on your house, I noticed as I came up the place where it shades the porch, shades the door there, what do you call that?
Porch.
Porch? Did you ever call it anything else? Veranda? Gallery?
Nah.
Yeah, gallery. Now that's what they used to call it.
Yeah, gallery a long time ago, yeah.
But now is it still a gallery or do you call
it? No, what do they call it?
I haven't heard gallery in a long time.
Oh, what do they call it?
Stoop?
Huh?
Stoop?
No.
Piazza?
These white people, they got lots of names, I can't think so. Oh, wait, okay.
Veranda?
Yeah, I think that.
It's just a porch, huh?
Yeah, just a porch.
How about the one out here in back?
Well, that's just... I call that porch, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that, too, porch.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't want the door open, what would you ask your wife to do?
Ask her to open it for me.
No, if you didn't want it the way it is.
If you didn't want it open, you'd tell me to shut the door, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the usual expression? How about pull the door too? Is that common down here?
Yeah, but he'd probably say, would you shut the
door? You're a shut the door man. I'm a shut the door man too. But my wife is a pull the door too girl.
I never did study grammar and going to school because I never did like it. And I just felt like this plain old speech was... I was up there in the courthouse one time, a lawyer was having some papers fixed. The lawyer.
Oh, look out now, that thing's.
You want me to turn this off? This isn't going anyplace. This is just between us.
Well, it.
Oh, and by the way, I should say your name won't be used if you don't want it used.
Great old long name, and that's. I said, how you spell it? He said, I didn't spell it. I'm just giving it. I told him right then, I said, that's where pure English comes in. Speak it plain.
Well, what, when they got lumber in this country, how did they finish the outside of their houses?
Well, they just built new houses, mostly boxed. Them days they build them just plank up and then they'd weatherboard them with a 4-inch plank.
The weatherboards were up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Stop the cracks.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any of those boards that were fitted horizontally?
No. That's just come in the last 20 years. Well, all this fancy.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to keep the rain out up above?
Boards.
Well, what kind?
Oh, well, we call them clapboards. They're made out of wood.
Mm-hmm. Split out of a log?
Mm-hmm. Cut the end of a 2-foot block And then you peel the bark. Then you take a sledge and you quarter them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw the heart away most of the time and just use the sap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a, what's called a froe, I got one out there.